You could see through all of this fucking bullshit.
You're not breaking any new ground by posting a picture of your fucking grilled chicken breast.
I don't like it. At all.
And it just fucking irks the shit out of me.
Oh. Do you realize that if you're not on any social media for like a week, nobody, and I mean nobody, will give a fuck.
Ugh. Like I said before, I don't want to fucking tap my foot when I'm buying a pair of fucking pants.
You motherfucker.
Ugh. It's not life or death, it's lunch or dinner. Remember that.
God damn it. How fucking aggravating. I remember this one, do you? Good for you. Nobody gives a shit. Ooh. Whoa. Yuck. Ugh.
Welcome to the Jim Florentine Everybody is Awful podcast on BarstoolSports.com. Florentine at BarstoolSports.com is the email to send in any garbage you see out there. That might be good for the podcast. Like Jerry sent this email in off of the Awful 80s Music podcast that I did last week. He wrote a letter to the Wegmans, is a supermarket, to the store manager about the music, the shitty music that's always getting played. And the manager sent an email back to him, which is great. He goes, Jerry complained that the music was too loud and it was just obnoxious and it should be shut off. So he goes, the manager goes, we have a satellite music system that is the same at all of our stores. Your comment about the sound is the first that I have heard, but I am forwarding it to our sound engineer asking to have our sound system checked out to ensure that our volume is in line with the other stores. As for turning off the music, it was experimented a year ago or so in one of our stores, and they received a number of complaints from customers that missed the music, heard too much background sounds from refrigeration units, and generally enjoyed the music. Thank you for your comment, and we will check our system to ensure it's functioning properly. You did not hear complaints from customers that missed the music. You're full of shit. Maybe some people that worked in, there's some dumb, you know, people that work in your store go, oh, it's weird without the music on. That's all you heard. And you say, yeah, get over it. People weren't saying I heard too many background sounds from our refrigeration units. Oh, really? Is that really going to bother you if someone opens a fucking freezer door to get, you know, frozen shrimp out of there, opens it, and then it lets it go? That noise that's padded, you know, that refrigerator, that fucking piece of, you know, padding on there, is that really going to bother you? When you're shopping, you're like, what the fuck was that? Oh, I guess I'm near a freezer, and a guy opened the door, and then it slammed shut. So great that he wrote this letter. You didn't try that a year ago. You're full of shit. The customers don't enjoy it. I've shopped at a Wegmans. I don't enjoy the music that's on. I don't even know what it is. I try to block it out. I'm focusing what I have to get and getting the fuck out of there. Is that where you go? So why don't you just stop going to concerts then? If you enjoy the music in Wegmans, just go to a fucking Wegmans if you want to hear music. Go in there. You know, go smoke some weed in the parking lot. You're all high. And just go hang out in the Wegmans if you enjoy the music. You think anyone goes to Wegmans because they enjoy the music? When you're talking to your friends, yeah, where do you go food shopping? Yeah, I go to this place. Really? I go here. What about you? I go to Wegmans. Oh, yeah? Isn't that kind of expensive? I don't know. Probably. I mean, I don't really look at the prices, but I go there because I enjoy the music they're playing. Nobody says that. You're full of shit. Anyway, yeah. So please send in more of these. Complain. Keep pounding away. Awful Vanity Plates is this week's podcast. You know, people bragging. People that, you know, want to brag about their car, try to be funny when they're driving around the road. You know, I guess they're going to, you know, try to make everybody laugh. You know, lighten it up. as they're stuck in rush hour traffic every day. That's really going to make somebody's day. So Tim sends us when he's like, Jim, look at this douchebag's plates. It's a Mercedes AMG. You should have saw the guy that got out of the car as well. Fuck off. It's fucking great. So it's a Mercedes AMG model, and his license plate says, oh, AMG. So AMG is like right above his license plate, a little to the left. So I guess people, you know, he wants people to know that this is the model Mercedes. If you don't know anything about Mercedes, you have no idea. I don't know much about Mercedes. I have no idea that it's a model AMG. And if I was really that curious, I would look on the fucking bumper of the car where it would be. I wouldn't need it on the license. Oh, is that what that is? An AMG? Like, what purpose does this serve? That he's putting the make of the car on his license plate. Just in case people aren't sure. It's always a real cool move, isn't it? You know, when someone does that. I mean, this guy, you know, and look, in this guy's defense, I'm sure he has a really good imagination, doesn't he, by putting the model of his car on his plate. Yeah, I'm sure he's a real creative person. Whatever he does for a living, I'm sure he's real creative. To put AMG about, you know, 18 inches away from the AMG that's on the trunk to put it on his license plate. Thank God I'm not a cop. And I have to pull people over with these personalized plates. I profile every fucking person that has a personalized license plate. I pull them over for no reason. There's no way anyone would be on to me. They wouldn't know that. Like, there's no way some maniac would pull me over because I got an LOL on my plate. Like, if I was a cop and I was behind some guy and he had LOL on his plate, I'm just waiting for him to fuck it, to, you know, maybe to just go over that yellow line once. Some guy, he's fucking weaving all over the road. Maybe he put his blinker on too late. Whatever it is, I'll follow that motherfucker my whole shift for 8 hours. I'll follow to another state, even though it's out of my jurisdiction. I don't give a shit. I'll get a local call. Hey, there's a fucking robbery down the street. Go, yeah, sorry. I'm in Virginia. I'm not in New Jersey anymore. I'm following this fucking asshole with LOL plates. I'm waiting for him to just fuck up once. There's no way I wouldn't discriminate against one of these plates if I saw one. If I was a cop, there's no way. You know, some guy might give a warning ticket to, so I feel bad. Nope, he's getting a ticket. You know, he's got a, you know, LOL or hashtag. We did that one, I think, a few weeks ago. Someone wrote, he had a hashtag as a license plate. He's fucking, I'm throwing a book at him. I might put cocaine in his car. I might, yeah, open your trunk. Let me see what's in there and just fucking plant coke. Maybe there's a reason I'm not a cop. Imagine if I have to call in that license plate when I pull the guy over. I couldn't say hashtag. Yeah, what's the license plate? Yeah, it's, I can't say it. What do you mean you can't? I can't. It's too embarrassing. I just can't. I can't give you that information. Was it in Chinese? You can't read it? No, I can't say that. Or I'd have to spell it out. Yeah, it's H-A-S-H-T-A-G. Oh, hashtag? What? No, I didn't say that. I didn't say it. You did. Called the dispatcher up. Yeah, I pulled over this fucking asshole. He's got LOL on his plate. I'm going to bust his balls for an hour. Hi, I got a Mercedes AMG, so I'm going to get AMG on my license plate. Isn't that fun? Nothing fun about that. What an asshole. And that's good. Because even Tim that sent this in, he goes, you got to see the guy that got out of the car as well. Of course. Some jerk off. All right, we get it. You got a Mercedes. We see it. We see it on the road. We get it. You got out of a Mercedes. You have money. Or maybe you don't, but you don't give a shit. You want to show off. Go show off to some strangers, you know. Pay $550 a month for a car payment for the next 5 years. Put, you know, $15,000 down, $20,000 down. That's a good move. And just show off to people that you don't know. People that you're not going to talk to. Ever. Jeff sent this one in. The license plate says Mr. Handy. He writes, Mr. Handy, basically those ATM mom license plates, ass to mouth mom. Looks like this guy would either fix your roofing or beat you off at a red light. Yeah, it's in a pickup truck. And he writes, Mr. Handy. So I guess, yeah, he either works at a gay massage parlor, Mr. Handy. You know how many gay guys must pull up to him at a light and give that, like, jerk-off sign? Hey, you gonna jerk me off? Or he's bragging that he's handy around the house. A guy that knows how to fix shit is going to put on his license plate, Mr. Handy. He's going to brag that he knows how to, you know, hang a ceiling fan. He's going to put that on his license plate, that I'm handy. Yep, they call me Mr. Handy. Who calls you Mr. Handy? Who? We don't know these people. Nobody does. Three people know that you're called Mr. Handy. Nobody else does. He's bragging on his license plate that he knows how to fix shit. Is that something to be proud of? That he can unclog a toilet or reshingle a roof? Seriously, are people going to be impressed at this guy? That everybody knows about 10 different people that are handy in their life. Easily 10. It's not that big of a deal that you know how to do shit around the house. You know, with YouTube now, everybody can fix it. I fixed my fucking leaky faucet because I went to YouTube. I never had a clue know how to do that. Anything is on YouTube. Whatever you need is on YouTube. You could fix. So nobody's fucking handy anymore. Just look at a video. Yeah, Mr. Handy. Yep, that's what they call me. Good for you. What a fucking asshole. I don't know why I hate Mr. Handy. He just seems like a fucking asshole. He really does. Good, you go, yeah, hey, can you come over and fix it? Yeah, sure. He's probably a nice guy. He probably helps his friends out. He does some electrical work. Nah, don't worry about it, man. Just give me a couple of beers. I'm good. I'm no charge. Maybe he is that guy. But he doesn't need to put that on a plate. I got a friend like that. He'll come over to my house and fix stuff for me. He doesn't have a Mr. Handy plate. He's just a fucking drunk. And when he's sober, he does good work. But you can't get him on a weekend because he fucking drinks all weekend. And Monday's hungover. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is the best days to get this guy. If I need a fix, you're hung. But he doesn't have a Mr. Handy plate. I wouldn't let him pull into my fucking driveway with that plate. Um, This next one we got is Travis sent it in. It's Cadillac Escalade, and the license plate says Cow Mom. He's like, hey, Jim, there's a vanity plate that some dumb bimbo in the South did. You'd think these dumb soccer moms would settle with just being a soccer mom, but they have to add that they're a cow mom. What is their daughter, a fat cow that can't justify her being a soccer mom? We'd love to hear your thoughts. Yeah, I didn't know. You know, you, right away you say a cow mom, you're thinking, you know, if people don't know what that is, because I had to look it up. You know, it's on a huge Escalade, so you think a cow mom would be able to fit into it? That's what you're thinking? All right, big truck, cow mom is going to need that. You can't really, you know, fit in a, you know, a Toyota fucking Corolla. She's not going to fit in a Honda Civic, a cow mom. But, you know, she's going to have no problem with an Escalade. This woman doesn't realize that everyone that looks at her truck is going to think, going to see if she's fat. You see cow mom, you're going to go, oh, I can't believe this woman's actually, you know, put on her plate that she's overweight and she doesn't care. Does she really need that pressure? She had to run out to the store. She got no makeup on. She got her hair in a bun. She doesn't look good. She knows she doesn't. She doesn't want anyone looking at her. She puts a baseball cap on, and now everybody's going to look at her because she's got fucking cow mom on her license plate. You know, cow mom basically means that you're very protective of your kids. Whoa. Isn't this woman a saint? Not too many moms like her out there that make sure her kids are safe. Glad you put it on a plate and advertised that. You know, everyone in your little town must really admire and look up to you because you protect your kids from any kind of danger. I don't know why this woman hasn't written the best-selling book, you know, on how to be a protective parent. Sounds like she should. Who the fuck knows what the story is behind this plate? Maybe she fucked a bull and the bull got pregnant. I don't know. Look, maybe she lives on a farm, but why would you put mom on there? You know, it's bad enough if people say that they're dogs or they're kids, but if you start saying your cows are your kids, you're really fucked up. You know, or maybe her husband's a dick and it got those plates to let her know she's been putting on some pounds. You know? You know, he's, hey, listen, I got you these personalized plates. What's that supposed to mean? Nah, nothing. I just, I don't know. I know you like cows and you're a mom. I don't know. But I guess that's a new thing. You call yourself a cow mom because you protect your kids. You know, I'd say probably 98.5% of moms would protect their kids. There might be 1.5% out there that don't, that are really just shitty moms and don't care. But I'd say overall, a lot of them are really going to protect their kids. They're going to do anything to protect their kids. But this mom's going to put it on her plate. Don't fuck with my kids. I'd say pretty much every mom is going to be like that. Like, I can't walk up to a mom in a park with three of her kids and go, hey, can I fuck with your kids? Can I mess with them? She's probably going to say no. I'm like, oh, I didn't know because I saw your car pull up. You didn't have a cow mom license plate, so I figured I could mess with your kids. Okay, I'm sorry about that. It's just fucking nonsense. You know what's not nonsense? ButcherBox. It's the summertime. Everybody's grilling. You want meat delivered right to your door. You don't have to go to Wegmans and listen to that shitty music as you try to pick out your meat. This stuff is all organic, grass-fed. You go to the supermarket now, there's like, you know, two pieces of fucking, you know, pot roast left that's organic. If you eat that, you want grass-fed, all natural. You won't get that. And you got to hear, you know, Rock Me Amadeus as you go get your meat at the supermarket. You don't have to do this with Butcher Box. It's delivered right to your door. It's an average of $6 a meal, the meat that they send. Where else can you feed your family for $6? Like I said the other day, I took my kid to get a burrito. It was $9 with some chips on the side, $9. Free range organic chicken, heritage breed pork, wild caught salmon, all of that stuff. Each box got 9 to 11 pounds of meat, enough for 24 individual meals. That's 24 meals in a box. You can customize your box, whatever meats you like, whatever ones you don't. You don't like salmon, no salmon. You friggin', you know, pick out what you want in that box, deliver right to your door. One less trip to the grocery store. You don't have to wear a mask, no gloves. Don't have to worry about using sanitizer. Maybe you're a little paranoid. Just get the meat delivered right to your door. You throw it right on the grill. You put the stuff in the freezer, whatever you're not using. Give them a shot. It helps support the podcast. Try them out. Try one box out. See if you like it. I fucking love it. Go to butcherbox.com/Florentine. That's butcherbox.com/Florentine. You get the highest quality meat for around $6 a meal, and they even have free shipping nationwide except for Alaska and Hawaii. There you go. Pack fresh and ship frozen, vacuum sealed so it stays that way. Beautiful. Matt sends this one in. It's on a Mercedes, a woman driving it, and the license plate says Sassy. Oof. On a Mercedes. This is two Mercedes so far that we've gone over. Sassy. And a woman driving. I guess loudmouth, annoying, or obnoxious wouldn't fit. Or maybe they were taken. Just remember this. Any woman that says she's sassy has a passive boyfriend or husband. Okay? Remember this. When a woman says she's sassy, that boyfriend or husband just sits there as she shoots off her mouth around people. He's the one who has to clean up the mess afterwards and apologize to everyone that she was loud, caused a scene, and said some inappropriate shit. You know, she would never date a guy like her because they would both be fighting for the attention all the time. They'd both be constantly trying to outdo each other. Remember this, there is nothing worse than a sassy black woman because people are afraid to tell her to shut the fuck up. Remember that. This woman is driving a $60,000 car. How sassy do you think she really is? You know, she give a finger to the busboy, you know, at the country club when he forgot to put a lemon wedge in her fucking wine spritzer. Is that what it was? That's how fucking sassy you are. Sassy just means you argue with everything, every fucking thing you say or do. Like, if your wife is has a license plate sassy, your license plate, if you're a guy, should just say pussy. In the driveway, sassy for the woman, pussy for the guy. Never tells her to shut up, is embarrassed by her. Just causing problems. That sassy woman, it's funny how her friends all of a sudden dwindle. Remember, it used to be parties at 20 would go out and get together. Then it's down to 16. Then it's down to 10. Then it's down to 6. And you wonder where the other 14 went. You know, everyone, a big group goes out to dinner and she's got to be screaming the whole time at the table. Everyone else is sitting next to each other just trying to catch up, have a normal conversation. She's just being super loud because, you know, the whole table's not paying attention to her. So she's going to get everybody's attention. And God forbid, you know, the food comes and the guy's steak is a little rare and he wanted it, you know, medium well. Oh, but don't worry. Miss fucking Sassy over here, she'll take care of it. Can I talk to the manager? The waiter. You said medium well. Yeah, I don't know why that came out. Can I talk to the manager? We'll just go put it back on the grill. It'll be like a couple minutes. We'll fix it. That's fine. But can I talk to the manager? No reason for that to come out rare when he said medium well. And the fucking manager has to come over to the table and everyone else is like, it's no big deal. Even the guy that got the steak that's rare. He's like, all right, don't worry about it. It'll be fine. I'm good. I'm here to hang and catching up. My steak will be out in like 3 minutes. They're going to put it back on the fucking grill. It's not a problem. No, absolutely not. That's not how this works. Okay. We're paying a lot of money. You know what this bill is going to be? We're getting all these bottles of wine. I'm going to speak my mind. And the guy's like, oh, who gives a shit? Start without me. You can eat without me. I'm not a fucking child. I don't give a fuck if when my steak comes, you guys are all done. I'll just eat my steak. It doesn't make a difference. And that's what this woman does. Imagine what a cunt, seriously, this woman is. Drives around in a Mercedes with a sassy license plate. She's that white woman that's caught in all these videos screaming. Every day there's a new one because she's not getting her way. Guarantee you, if they followed out to her car, she'd have sassy on her license plate. But there's men out there that will deal with it. What am I going to do? Get rid of her. That's what you're going to do. This next one is a Ford Mustang, a new Ford Mustang. It's a Florida plate, of course, and his license plate says no kids. N-O-K-I-D-Z-Z. So he's driving around in an expensive car in Florida bragging that he has no kids. I guess he's saying, hey, this is the reason I can afford this new Mustang is because I have no kids. It's a Florida plate, so you know he's some white trash guy. I just can't wait for him to knock up some train wreck bartender down there. And she wants to keep the baby because she thinks this guy has money because he has a new Mustang. And he probably doesn't. If you got a brand new Mustang in Florida, you're going to get a lot of women. A lot of girls with problems down there are going to fall for that brand new Mustang. Going to want to drive around in it, going to want to get picked up in it. But this guy probably just barely, you know, because he doesn't have any kids. He probably got like a one-bedroom apartment, but he wanted a nice car to drive around. so he can get chicks. And he's got that, you know, that hot bartender. He knocks her up, and the bartender's like, keeping this baby. Brand new Ford Mustang. He probably lied about what he does for a living, how much money he makes, obviously, he lied about. And she wants to keep the baby. So now what does he do? What does this guy do now? You still going to keep those no kids license plate? You know, when you got a car seat crammed in the back of your two-door Ford Mustang? That you pick up your kid, you know, one weekend a month. Every other weekend and Tuesday nights, you got this fucking baby that you didn't really want. You know, he's trying to convince her not to have it. He's like, look, you got to get an abortion. She's like, why? You aren't excited to be a father? You know, it'd be great. He'd be like, yeah, look, I am, but then I'm going to have to change my license plates. You know, I don't want to do that. I don't want to go back to fucking motor vehicles. How am I going to drive around with a baby seat when I got no kids as a license plate? And look, the bottom line with your no kids license plate is nobody gives a shit. Nobody. Nobody's wondering as you're driving around in that sports car if you have kids or not. But that white trash bartender you knock up, she's keeping that baby. I have a friend that knocked up this girl. He used to bullshit about, like, he was a big TV star. The woman lived, like, in the middle of Pennsylvania. This was years ago. She couldn't really check on him. Couldn't really look him up online. And he was telling her that he's on some sitcom, and he's doing this, and he's in New York City, and he's, you know, on all these TV shows, and he's going to have his own sitcom soon. And this woman believed it, got pregnant, and kept the baby because she thought he had money. He freaked out. He's like trying to tell her to have an abortion, give it up for adoption, all this stuff. They agreed to originally give it up for adoption. And then he kept bragging more and more about like all the other great stuff he's doing for his career because he couldn't help himself. Just lying, obviously, because I knew him and he was just bullshitting her. And then halfway through the pregnancy, she's like, fuck that. I'm not giving the baby up for adoption. I'm having the baby. And he had to pay fucking child support for 18 years. Write a check once a month, send it out to the middle of Pennsylvania. All because this woman thought he had money. And that's why she kept the baby. This guy's going to be on a sitcom. I live in this little town in Pennsylvania. Oh my God, I'm taking care of for life. Meanwhile, the guy had no money. And this is what's going to happen to this guy with his brand new Ford Mustang in white trash Florida. Some girl's going to tell him, oh, I can't get pregnant. Plus, I'm on the pill anyway. You know, 2 months later, I don't know what happened. I guess the pill didn't work. It's a new one on the market. Yep. And all of a sudden, no kids. Has got a lot of problems. And he's still got fucking 4 years of payments on that Ford Mustang. Yeah, go try to trade it in. You bought it brand new. Yeah, good luck. Good luck getting a decent deal back on that. And then your child support, because you only see your kid, you know, 1 weekend a month and on Tuesdays. Yeah, good luck with that too. And that white trash bartender is bringing dudes home every night around your new little fucking baby. It's beautiful. Good for you, dude. That's what you get. It's your own fault. Brandon sends this one in. Jim, big fan of the show. Thanks for making my week a little better each week. I saw this license plate the other day driving home, and it just pissed me off. You know, the wife bought her husband this license plate to let everyone know that he's happily married. And there was a guy driving. So the guy's license plate on his car is happily married. It's a Hyundai. It's HPLY and then MRY, happily married. How fucking pathetic. That a guy is driving around in a Hyundai. You know his wife has a nicer car than him. He's got the Hyundai and she's got the nice car. Maybe it's a Lexus, whatever it is in the driveway. She's got a good one. I'll take the Hyundai. I don't care. I'm just going to and from work. I'm simple. Let me slap on these happily married license plates. Imagine that fucking guy driving around town. You know, meanwhile, this is the same guy that's in the parking lot of his work bitching about his marriage to a coworker. You know, and after an hour of him hearing him bitch, the guy, you know, a coworker's like, dude, you know, you might want to change your license plates. This is the same guy who can't go out for one drink afterwards with his coworkers. On a Friday, they want to go to happy hour after work. Hey, he won't even ask. Nah, I got shit to do, man. First thing, I got to get up early. I got a bunch of shit I got to do around the house for this weekend. So, yeah, I'm going to have to skip that. That's who this guy is. He's not happily married. He really isn't. You know, when someone has to say to publicly that they're happily married, they're not. It's almost like, you know, in the movies when a character gets shot and somebody asks him, are you okay? He's like, yeah, I'm fine. He's not fine. He's shot and he's probably going to die in the next scene. What happens if they get into a big fight? Does he have to ride his bike to work? What if they get divorced, this happily married couple? Well, he's not going to have to worry about it because she'll get that car too. She'll keep the fucking Lexus and keep the Hyundai just to bust his balls. I guess you guys weren't happily married, huh? There's two theories, I think, on this plate. Either she made him get the plate to show all his friends how happy he is being married, or he got the plate because he's cheating on her, which is a good, I'll buy that. So he can use it as an alibi. You know, he doesn't take her calls for like 8 hours and he blames, you know, a bad service. I couldn't get a signal. Honey, I would never cheat on you. Look at my license plates. Some guy that's sinister could do this. No one would suspect this guy. But I have a feeling it's the former. I have a feeling that his wife kind of nudged him to get these plates. He's very insecure about the marriage. And he's like, I don't care. I'll get happily married. I am. Yeah, let's check back on this couple in a year and let's see what happens. Travis sent this one in. Jim saw this plate the other day in Kansas. Not sure if it's an awful vanity plate or a good one. The license plate says DP girl. Now, if you know what DP, the sexual term is double penetration girl, a DP girl. You know, I always make fun of women that call themselves badasses when they don't deserve that title at all. But this girl deserves the title of being a badass by advertising. She likes double penetration. I'm sure she doesn't, and I'm sure she has no clue, but let's just go with it. Yeah, I mean, look, most likely she got to play it without having any idea what that meant at all. You know, that degenerates who watch porn use that term. You know, that reminds me of a plate someone sent in to the podcast a few years ago, ATM Mom, which means ass to mouth. You know, and she thought it'd be funny because she constantly has to stop at an ATM to take money out for her kids. So she put ATM Mom. You know, which drives me insane. Because what she could do, she could probably just take $1,000 out at a time instead of, you know, $200 and making five different trips. Take a $200 out each time. That's probably a good sound move, making four extra trips when you don't need to. That's a dumb move is what that is. You know, you can't understand why you're stressed out all the time. You don't have time to do anything. You know, and I don't want to carry that much money around with me. Why? What the fuck is going to happen? You're going to be standing in the eye of a hurricane and all that money's going to blow away? Is that what's going to happen? Is that why you're afraid to carry that much money? I just don't want to lose it. Yeah, I know, because that's what everybody does. Everybody just loses fucking, you know, $1,000 in cash. Right, you don't want to lose it, right? Like your keys, your phone, your sunglasses. I know, you lose them all the time too, right? Because instead of putting them in the same place every time, they're fucking scattered all over the place. You just leave them wherever they are. So when you finally need them, you're in a panic and you're freaking out. And now everyone else in the house is on edge because you decide to leave your keys on the fucking couch the night before. You know, God forbid you try to help as she's looking. You know, you say something. Hey, you remember wearing your sunglasses from the car into the house? You remember taking them into the house? I don't know, all right? Oof. Oof. Maybe they're missing their phone, you know. Freaking out over that. How about I call your phone and we'll find out where it is? Oh, the battery's dead. Yeah, so not only is it missing, you didn't even charge it overnight. Way to go, ATM Mom. It's so great. This woman's from Kansas. She has no idea what DP means. That it stands for double penetration for every fucking degenerate out there. You know, maybe she put it in like, you know, I don't know. She wanted to abbreviate like Daddy's Pretty Girl or something like that. DP. Try to pull that off somehow. Yeah, that's great. That's great. You know, but can, you know, me and my friend Chuck double team you? Driving around Kansas. Imagine, I mean, I bet this chick has never had to pay for a meal at a fast food drive-thru. Imagine that kid that's working the window, sees that in that mirror, her coming around the corner with DP girl. Hey, don't worry about it. The lunch is on me. You want extra fries? Anybody else in that car want some food? Are you on Instagram? I'll hit you up. DP girl, ATM mom. Like somebody's got to warn these people. You know, you probably should look into that, but they don't. They just go, I'm going to go get ATM mom because I'm constantly taking money out for my kids. Just keep making trips there. Just take 200 out at a time. Don't worry about it. That's fine. That makes sense. You're there 3-4 times a week because your kids need more money for this, for that. You'd rather use cash for it. Your credit cards are almost maxed out. So just keep going there. But don't take too much out because you might spend it. You can't control yourself. Don't take that 100 out. Don't take that 1,000 out because, you know, if your one kid needs $200 for fucking back to school supplies, you know, I guess you're going to just spend the $800 on anything. Anything you see, you're going to spend that, right? You can't control yourself. Meanwhile, if you really just wanted to buy something, you could take out fucking $5,000 out of your bank account and just go buy it. So what's the difference if you only take 200 out and then you got to go back 3 days later to get another 200 out when you just could have taken the 400 out and saved yourself a trip? What is going to happen in that 3 days with that other $200 laying around the house? What the fuck are you going to go buy that you can't control yourself with? Tell me. Is there a slot machine in your fucking living room that you keep feeding hundreds in? You have an ATM, Mom. No, you're a fucking idiot. You don't know how to manage your time. That's what you are. Too bad that can't fit on a plate. That I cannot manage my time. I don't know where the day goes. Will that fit? Because that's what you are.